Hi, and welcome to the Masters of Change podcast, where Pete has open and genuine conversations with his handpicked guests who love what they do and have become who they were meant to be. Join Pete as he dives deep into their lives and helps you become who you were meant to be and a true master of change.
Everyone, and welcome back to 5 Minute Monday. A little bit different this week. I know I like to change things up a lot. That's who I am. I just want to tell you about a book that I love and I've had for probably 7 or 8 years now. It's called The Highest Goal. In essence, it's about tapping in on that thing that gives you the most energy. It says in a little statement on the front of the book, the secret that sustains you in every moment. I love this book. It just really gets me fired up. So it's about a guy that does this, starts this MBA or this master's course. His first day didn't go quite well. They're talking about creativity and meditation, all these types of things. He comes home to his wife and says, I like my whole course, but there's one subject I'm going to drop. He told her about it, and she said to him, look, I think that course might be really good for you. Why don't you stay in and just see what happens? Sometimes you've got to do that. Just stay with things and see what happens. So I'll just quickly talk about this book in this 5 Minute Monday. He started having more chats about whether he should do this course, and he came across this little excerpt that the lecturer gave him, and he said it to him like this. It's about a guy that sits down with a Zen master, and the guy's seeking enlightenment. They sat down for tea, cup of tea, the businessman blabbering on about all the issues and challenges in his life and his quest for achievement and direction and meaning and purpose. It's a bit like this guy I was talking about at the start that starts this course. The master said nothing, pouring the tea. With the cup full, the master kept pouring, the tea flowing into the saucer, onto the table, and finally into the man's lap. Hey, what are you doing? Yelled the businessman, leaping up at the scalding hot water seeping into his pants. The master, so wisely, says, your cup is too full, said the master. You add and add and add and add and add and add and add to your life. There is no room for enlightenment until you empty your cup. So the point, it goes on further actually to say, these are the people from the course, that they operate from the premise that there is no such thing as an uncreative person, but only those whose creativity is covered up. So the point of it all is we get so busy, we're scheduling, setting goals, like I said in the last 5 Minute Monday, looking forward, not in the present. We lose in touch with creativity, which also leads to us thinking about what our highest goal is, what really drives us, who we're meant to be, what do we love doing. That's part of my main podcast about becoming who you were meant to be. So I think this book really got me on that path and that journey, and part of that inspired me to do the podcast. You know, it goes on further to say that we all are really a blank canvas, and we try to paint a masterpiece. It's a risky path, a harder path, a path filled with ambiguity and creative choice. To paint a masterpiece requires a concept, a place to begin, guiding context, all these types of things. It's just it's too much of a formalised way of getting to that place you need to get to. So it's about, the book talks about opening up space and letting it happen and becoming great creative. And that helps you find that highest goal. Furthermore, it says, let's have a look at this one. If at first you don't succeed, surrender. Pay attention. Ask dumb questions. Destroy judgment. Create curiosity. Don't think about it. Be ordinary. And the hardest live with of all, do only what is easy, effortless, and enjoyable. That's my message this week, everyone. This week, if you can do only this week what is easy, effortless, and enjoyable. Don't be too hard on yourself. Try and have that mantra this week. And I hope you have another fantastic week. And I'll talk to you next Monday for another 5 Minute Monday. Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful week. See you for now.